Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Please take your seats. We hope that everyone enjoyed the weekend. At least yesterday was sunny in Geneva. And I especially hope that you are ready to work with us today in the most constructive way, because this is the last day of our preparatory committee. And we really hope that we can reach an agreement as soon as possible. As you know, on Friday afternoon, we closed the meeting with a proposal on the table, which we did not present officially, in order to give you the possibility to seek instructions from capital, to reflect on the deal we are proposing. And we also circulated some information. We circulated the note verbal from the coordinator of the Western Group with a nomination for the president designate for the review conference. And we put together the elements of such a decision. And the elements of the decision that we are proposing to you are namely four. Just to recollect and to explain a little bit, the elements are: one, the nomination of a president designate, Ambassador Leonardo Bencini, permanent representative designate of Italy. Then second, we have dates for the review conference, which are different from the dates that were previously agreed. These new dates will be from November 28 to December 16, 2022. This also goes in the direction to accommodate the request of some state parties that have asked to confirm the review conference before the end of this year to avoid clash with other important meetings in August and in September, and to close this cycle before the end of the year and in order to open the next cycle next year. Then the third element of this package, if I can call it, is the decision of the group of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the BWC to retain the rotational right to preside over the next review conference, the 10th review conference of the BWC. Fourth and final point of this decision will be the order of the positions for the office holders to the regional groups, because you remember that the PrepCom usually decide over this rotation of office holders following a practice. And of course, all the order in the regional groups depends from the regional group that expresses the president of the review conference. That has been the practice so far. So what we did is simply to look into the past practice to see what the rotation was last time that the Western Group presided over the review conference. It was in 2011, if my recollection is correct. Thank you, Daniel. And so we arranged this rotation in order to be consistent with that. And also the logic, the rationale there behind there is to ensure that all the regional groups are equally and balanced represented into the general committee and into the bureau of the review conference. So these are the four elements of our decision. We see that these four elements are closely linked. This is why our proposal is to take a decision on the four elements altogether. I know it's a bit complicated. I hope that you had the time to read it into our email so that you have all the elements in front of you. And I see that there is already a request from the floor. So I'll give the floor to the Russian Federation. Sir, you have the floor.